Tabitha Houck, LPC. These are Immersisms, the philosophy of how to build an effective helping relationship, whether in ministry or in a secular mentor-mentee setting. The first ism is, toleration is not love. Quote, let love be genuine, end quote. Romans 12:9a. It is essential to understand the art of loving each person that is placed in front of us. And it isn't always easy at face value to do that. There's different personality characteristics. There's things that come from our past experiences, things that come from other people's past experiences that come into play. But we, as image bearers of Jesus, possessing His Spirit in our hearts, hold every tool and every skill to love the person in front of us. Let love be genuine implies that we can become a barrier to that love reaching the person in front of us, whether it be our insecurities or our worries or energy or our preferences. Lots of things can cloud what God is trying to do through us. And so we have to get out of our own way. We have to let it come out. Toleration is felt by the person receiving it. We tell ourselves if we're polite, if we're self-controlled, and we don't allow our tone to convey our frustration or our anger or our displeasure, then the person in front of us won't feel that, and that's just simply not accurate. They might not know all of what is going on, but they do not mistake toleration for feeling loved. And before we can really expect someone to completely change and behavior or a goal that we're working on in the helping relationship or in the ministry relationship, we have to first allow them to feel safe and to feel loved by us. Because through love will they be able to disarm what is really behind the symptoms of why we are in a relationship in the first place. And you cannot skip that step. It will not be successful in the truest sense. Thank you.